This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. A big movie is out today. It's about a man who changed the world.
Man is least himself when he talks in his own person. But if you give him a mask, he will tell you the truth.
Okay, well, technically that's actor Benedict Cumberbatch playing Julian Assange in the movie The Fifth Estate. Released today, the film is based on the real-life events surrounding the website WikiLeaks and, of course, the impact Assange and company have had on the government, the press, and beyond. Our friend Jonathan Zittrain saw an early screening of the film this week. Professor Zittrain, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
First, let's get a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Tell me more.
Well, I liked that it wasn't a typical Hollywood movie in some ways. It was very little triumphalism about anything. The screenwriter, Josh Singer, appears to have gone to great lengths to really tie what he's doing to documented sources. Even as I know the WikiLeaks folks have disavowed the movie and, you know, have a ton of problems with it.
I read that Julian Assange wrote a letter to Mr. Cumberbatch and said, "You will be used as a hired gun to assume the appearance of the truth in order to assassinate it."
I think Mr. Cumberbatch used that to better round out his character and really inhabit the role, and he sure did. So in that sense, it was a movie that I found pretty discomforting because the time it was portraying almost seems like a more innocent time than today. Today, I think it's that much more clear that if you're trying to keep a secret from a state intent on surveilling you, that might be pretty hard to do.
You're obviously already wearing it, but I was going to ask you to put on your law professor hat and sort of tell me what were some of the issues that were teased out.
Well, as a law professor, I've been part of a cohort that has not been obsessed with law to deal with the problems and issues that come up in the digital space. But I find myself now a little bit coming full circle in that when I see the way in which the use of leaks, occasionally whistleblowing, becomes a cat and mouse game. It's just whoever can get away with what. And you literally see leakers on the run, hopping from airport to airport as international people of mystery. I can't help but say there ought to be a way to settle this within the parameters of the law. And there ought to be a way for the healthy functions of skepticism, of casting a cold glare on activities going on, that ought to be able to all be accomplished ideally within a system rather than always outside of it.
Jonathan Zittrain at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Jonathan, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Ben.